Welcome back to Sports in the Round from the Ground Round here on the Beaver Radio Network. BSU men's hockey team hosts undefeated Michigan Tech this weekend, joined by their head coach, Mel Pearson, via the Paul Bunyan Communications Hotline. Mel, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Brian. Good to be with you.
When you looked at your early season schedule and saw at Lake State, at Ferris, home to Michigan, home to Anchorage, could have you ever imagined an 8-0 start?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, obviously, the year before we got off to, I think, 1-6-1 start. So, and with graduating our top goalie, the goaltender who had played the majority of our games, Phoenix Copley, left after a sophomore year. So we weren't quite sure where we were going to be at with that position. But, it's definitely a pleasant surprise for us so far.
After you get to 4-0 and then certainly 6-0, now 8-0, how much has the confidence level grown?
Well, I think, you know, individually it has. I think there's some players who needed to step forward for us, coming off of last year's season, and they've done that so far. A player like Malcolm Gould, Tyler Hainan, and just to name a couple, and obviously Jamie Phillips, our goaltender. So as they've had success, obviously they've got some confidence from that, and it's so hard to give someone confidence. You know, you can't go to the store and buy it, or you just don't have your magic wand and say, bang, there you have confidence now. So you have to earn that, and I think as we played and as we've got some victories, there's no question we have some confidence.
What was town like a couple of weeks ago when Michigan came for the first time in 30 years?
It was unbelievable. I wish I could bottle that experience and moment and have it every weekend. But obviously, they've got a big name here, and Michigan Tech and Michigan have had a storied past. I think we've played them third most all time in our history of Michigan Tech hockey. So it was great to have them up. Obviously, a big name, and people are very familiar with Michigan, the University of Michigan here at Michigan Tech, and just with their team, 10 NHL draft choices. They've had a ton of success there, and it was a great weekend. And not only the hockey, but we had the Stanley Cup here, and the Conn Smythe Trophy, and the McNaughton Cup, and whatnot. So it was actually quite an event the whole weekend. But it's nice to find a way to beat them, and. Like I said, we had two sold-out crowds, I think our biggest crowds in I don't know how many years. So it just turned out to be a fabulous weekend all the way around.
Tom Cerutori, on our postgame show last week, called you guys an old team. It's a heck of accomplishment.
An old team. Well, I know that they have an old coach, that's for sure, but we do. But we're an older team. We got some good veterans. I think we're led by our seniors and our juniors, and it starts with players like Blake Pietola, David Johnstone, Tanner Carroll. Three seniors who played a lot of hockey, who played in a lot of different situations, and are three of our leading scorers. So we finally have some, some seniors who are not only good leaders but actually leading us in point production too. So, but we've got a good nucleus of some other secondary players that are also seniors and juniors that will help us and have helped us to this point, which I think it's so important. It's so important for any team. In any sport, to have those senior, junior leadership guys that have been through the battles before and know what it takes to win.
He did mean it as a compliment, by the way.
I thought he might have been talking about the coach, but obviously he's done a good job there. And, I think they've had maybe the hardest schedule to this point. It reminds me a little of our schedule last year, and they've had the gauntlet. And so I think their record, obviously, is not indicative of the type of team they have there this year.
WCHA has had a fantastic start. Long term, what good can this do?
Well, I think it gives long term recruits out there, just a picture of what's taking place, in with all the changes going on, and the WCHA is still a good hockey league, and just maybe don't have some of the bigger schools or a couple of the traditional powers, but you still have good, solid coaches at all these schools. You have good players at these schools, and you have good teams that can compete really with any of the teams in the league. So I think it's just going to help ease some of the uneasiness, about the WCHA and the teams playing in it. And I think it's important that Bemidji beats North Dakota and plays them. It's important that Michigan Tech beats Michigan when we play them, and so forth and so on. It just helps the credibility of the league.
Aside from the tough schedule that BSU has had, what else has stood out about the Beavers in your mind?
Well, obviously, they're speed. I mean, you know, you just watch them on tape. They're one of the fastest teams that we've seen. I like the pace they play with. I think, you know, they're getting some production now from some players they were probably counting on last year. I think they've had an infusion, you know, even the Fitzgeralds. We've known about them for the last couple of years out in the BC Junior League. That's one of the leagues we really recruit. You know, obviously, Harms is a good player. I think the goaltending is solid now. You brought in the Bitzer kid, who's done very well. So, and the defensemen have some experience and been around a long time. I just, when you look at them, just they're a little bit of a, like looking in the mirror of our team, you know, a good reflection of how they play the game and their strengths and weaknesses. So I think it's going to be a heck of a weekend of hockey. And, you know, it's going to be a tough battle for us to come in there.
Mel, thanks for your time. Safe travels. We'll see you here this weekend.
No, thank you very much, Brian. Thanks for having me.